From a warm spot in the cockles of my heart, in the darkest recesses of my mind, it's Jockulation with your host, LB Faust. Jockulation is an interactive social broadcast hosted by the cultural attaché to the SARS and ringmaster of the shit show himself, LB Faust. It features original satire, comedy, punk rock, and humorous bits every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Jockulation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Due to copyright restrictions, all segments which feature music from other artists and performers have been removed from this recording. On with the show.
Wow, check it out, kids. Since last time we've been on here, we've got, like, war breaking out, the whole world is falling apart, and we've got people debating butt plugs in, like, all things Canadian over on Pig's show, because, as you know, it's got to be a Friday when you got that kind of stuff happening. So, kids, things are going to be a little bit more low-key today, this Friday show, because, well, a couple things are coming up. We got some things to discuss a little bit later in the show, but I'll tell you what. First things first, right? LP's had a hell of a week, but I was completely, mesmerized by the discussion of, like, you know, nine pegging like our good friend Pig over there, and I was just kind of like,
what the fuck?
Dude, that was far too much butt plug talk and all that stuff. Well, you know something? What we've got to do is we've got to sit here and, recognize all the Canadian things in the house. So I'll tell you what, kids, why don't we go ahead and pull out those strap-ons, get a shot of freaking maple syrup, honk your horns and sit there and get your A going really loud while we have a tribute to all things Canadian here for just a minute. Let's try that again. Tribute to all things Canadian here just for a minute. Fuck you, Spotify.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? Time for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I had better things to do. Criminal record says I broke it twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Last better now than it was back then. If I was them, I would have.
All right, I can't do this shit any more than that because, I mean, who in the hell wants to listen to anything related to fucking Nickelback? I mean, hey, Carlos, you like all excited about...
No.
Yeah, fuck Nickelback, man. So there you go. I hope you strangled a few geese while we were sitting there having that lovely moment of all things Canadian while drinking your shot of maple syrup, getting your A going loud and just putting that strap on and pegging the shit out of Pig. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking romantic. I mean, maybe in a Canadian kind of a way, right? That's... I was about to riot. There you go. Look at that. Ron was just catching the mood. He was just feeling all things warm and fuzzy in there. He was feeling like pulling out the shoe polish and joining Justin Trudeau in just one of those romantic feel-good moments. You know what I'm saying? The kind of moments that rally people to your cause or make them want to lynch you. You know, that kind of a thing. Hey, let me ask you a question there, Ron. Did you want to go ahead and actually pull out the shoe polish? Oh, that's so beautiful. And, you know, speaking of a bunch of people who, like, are hated and reviled and all that kind of stuff, apparently now, aside from all of the being the most feckless dude in the face of the earth, now apparently Biden's own party is screaming at him, do something, you fucking idiot, as pump prices are set to go ahead and top $4 a gallon.
So
all I can say there is, you know something, when we talk about tributes, getting those warm fuzzies and all that sort of stuff, and we're wanting to go ahead and actually, like, I don't know, get those warm fuzzies about the senile old man in office that you just want to get rid of. We need a tribute for this man because I'll tell you what, he may not be governing, but he absolutely should have a song just for him. And yeah, I know what you're saying. You're like, KLP, dude, I thought we don't do, like, fucking politics and stuff. It, knock it off. Knock it off over there, Spotify. I know you're probably saying, hey, LP, we don't normally do politics on this show, but you know something? Things may have changed just a little bit in the world recently. We might be going to war with people and all that stuff. And the greatest part about it is when you go ahead and see whether or not people actually have the courage and conviction to do the right fucking thing, right? What I find to be humorous is yesterday I'm watching the fucking press conference. And by the way, Ron, this is how you rant. Please take notes. By the way, there's a fucking press conference yesterday, right? And it's like, hey, guess what? We're going to do all these kind of sanctions here. We're going to go ahead and shut down all of his ability to the three major banks, and they can't do anything. We're going to go ahead and give him some harsh language. We're going to tell him, please don't stop, just please stop invading other countries. We're going to go ahead and give him a lot of harsh words. But then, of course, somebody in the press corps goes, hey, Mr. President, are you going to boot him from SWIFT? And he's like, next question. And I'm like, dude, you're not going to fucking boot him from SWIFT? And then somebody's like, hey, are you going to sanction him personally? He's like, next question. Could somebody please ask me a question about Build Back Better or something like that? And, of course, everybody in the press.
How about now?
Yeah, they're like, fuck you, dude. Could you answer the question? He wanders off, sort of like a lost, doddering old man stumbling through the hallways and shit like that. And apparently, somebody in his group went ahead and took notes. And the whole reason why is because next thing you know, right, the Ukrainians are actually doing an okay job, more or less defending their country. And then somebody took notes and like, hey, Joe, we got to go ahead and do something. So he's like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and impose sanctions on President Putin and his party because that was what the original plan was. And everybody's like, hey, Carlos, you believe that that was part of the original plan? Or maybe, you know,
No.
Somebody might have taken some polling data from someplace and said, hey, you might want to go ahead and actually do something that's like for real. You know, something that shows that we're actually taking this shit seriously. All right, why don't we just go ahead and, like, I don't know, go ahead and put, like, go ahead and impose some sanctions and shit on him. Are we going to go ahead and boot him from the SWIFT? Is that what we're going to do, Joe? I'm just wondering. I'm asking.
How about now?
Of course not. Why the fuck would we do that? I mean, no. He could still go ahead and transact and do business and stuff like that. I mean, shit, a dictator's got to go ahead and meet payroll and shit like that, right? But, you know, hey, listen. When you're the guy that's sitting over on the other side, right? When you're sitting there in the middle of, you know, violence, but like ethnic genocide and shit like that, and you're busy invading countries and all that stuff, let me tell you something. You got to go ahead and make sure that you can go ahead and act, sort of like have some recreational activities, right? And I mean, Putin was good enough. He may have shut down a whole bunch of other shit that the West might have created, but it's a good thing that he left Tinder active because apparently right now, the soldiers that are raiding the Ukraine are trying to hook up with Ukrainian girls on the Tinder while they're raiding.
Hey, what the fuck?
They're raiding and pillaging and all that sort of shit over there because what? I mean, let me tell you something, right? Stop and think about this for just 1 second. Did LP see the Red Dawn video? I think I might have, but I don't know. So stop and think about this. You might be sitting there and, you know, ethnic genocide and like illegal invasions are incredibly fucking taxing. So at some point, you got to blow off a little steam. Nothing says, let's get a little recreation in. Quite like swiping right inside the neighborhood you're about to burn down. Get a little you-know-what, and then after that, jump out, burn the fucking place down, because everybody needs a break from time to time. You know what I'm saying there, kids?
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, what in the ever-loving fuck is going on in this world where Tinder is still working during a fucking war inside that particular zone so you can hook up with your potential, you know, just go ahead and get the fucking Stockholm Syndrome going early. You know what I'm saying, kids? But that being said, according to the report, soldiers likely came into Tinder range of Kharkiv after a huge influx of Russian tanks and troops were positioned within striking distance of the city. I actually live in Kyiv, but I changed my location to cities to Kharkiv after a friend told me there were Russian troops all over Tinder, said video producer Dasha, like that's a real name, who's 33, allegedly. And they couldn't believe my eyes when they popped up trying to look tough and cool. One muscular guy posed up trying to look sexy in bed, posing with his pistol. Another was in full Russian combat gear, and others just showed off in tight stripy vests. And you got to ask yourself, I mean, LP, is there really anything there? Well, hold on a moment. Let me see if my mouse will will cooperate with me, so I can go ahead and drop this image right here so you two can decide whether or not you'd want to go ahead and hook up with this Tinder date, this macho man over here who wants to go ahead and hook up with you before he fucking kills your family in the neighborhood that you're in, maybe burns down a couple places, you know, nothing totally terrible and all that stuff. You must have Ukrainian TikTok clips to share. No. So there you go, kids. You two can go ahead and hook up on Tinder. And, you know, while you're going in and burning down your local Ukrainian neighborhood, if you're a Russian soldier. And, I mean, you got to also stop and think, like, in today's day and age, right, between what's going on with our Canadian friends up there and their wonderful, like, trucker movement and their little dictator up there, and what's going on with, like, people in Ukraine and having funds that are going to, like, Ukrainian troops blocked, you know, so that they can now have to go ahead and receive their payment in Bitcoin, and how the fuck they're going to exchange it. Who the hell knows? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but what the fuck?
In today's day and age, you got to be careful about being a bit of a chucklehead, because you never know when, like, your comedy might go ahead a little too far and raise a few red flags. Kind of like this dude who is quizzed by his bank after using just a couple of sinister names for his payment references. So a man claims he was told off by his bank after triggering an internal alert by using sinister names for payment references that might have been a little too suspicious, right? So that's because he labeled them as, quote, Taliban training under the, you know, under the miscellaneous line that you could fill in, or jihad fee, and maybe ISIS training. And it set off a few alarms over at the bank. So they got in touch with Joe, saying they were obliged to investigate such matters, and urged him to use, like, maybe less sinister payment references next time. So the email from the Starling Bank read, "Hi, Joe. You recently marked payments, Taliban training, jihad feed, and ISIS training.
I mean, what the fuck?
Well, we appreciate that you are probably having a joke with your friends. We are obliged to investigate such matters, which is a little time-consuming. So be assured your friends' banks will be doing the same, because, by the way, he sent payments to his friends and put down Taliban training and jihad fees. This is a polite request to ask you to cease marking your payments in this manner." Thank you for your cooperation. And, of course, after this story online, other Reddit users said the man was lucky he only got a telling off. So, kids, just to let you know, to keep up with current events, listen. It's fun to have a laugh every once in a while. But in today's world of hypersensitivity, you know what I'm saying? One of these kind of things.
How dare you?
You can't sit there and go ahead and just start putting all your funny shit on there. Jihad fees, you know, honk honk, shit like that. It might be taken the wrong way. I'm just saying. All right? Okay. Do we all go ahead and get, are we all on the same page now?
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
Excellent. Now, tonight's show is going to be a little bit different. We're going to mellow out here in a minute because LP is not feeling so hot. So I'll tell you what, kids, sit back, strap in. Let's go ahead and enjoy some of the things that we've come to know and love about LP, and I'll catch you on the other side. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, cultural sensitivity. I was about to say cultural attaché, and I looked down and saw PZ's nipple sensitivity question mark. This is the most metal song I've heard on Joculation. You know something, Gabriel? I would have to say probably not, because there have been some in the past. It's just you got to be paying attention, right? Because mostly I stay away from metal. You get that on Thursdays, usually Full Force Thursdays. And, you know, this is like, you know, there was no Full Force Thursday yesterday. Why not throw that in? So, wow, kids, Friday night, Circle of an MC's out. It's Joculation. You know how it goes, kids.
One of us, okay? That's one of us. Google gobble, yeah. One of us. We accept that one of us. Google gobble, one of us. We accept that one of us.
All right, kids, so in that first episode, or first part of that episode, we talked about a lot of interesting things. We had our tribute to, you know, Canada. We went in and talked about our fantastic President Joe Biden. In fact, we had a cute little song for him, too. And in case you went ahead and missed it, you know, it's
I Had a Dream. We did it.
Right? We went ahead and did a little bit of Do It for Corn Pop. We did a couple of things inside there. And we talked about, you know, the wonderful world of what's going on over in the Ukraine with how Tinder is at least still working. So that way you can go ahead and swipe right as you're committing ethnic genocide. Because, you know, nothing says I love you, neighbor, quite like going ahead and fucking somebody before you kill their family. Because that's just the way that it is, right, kids? So, kids, we went in and talked about all of this fun stuff. We got really sad and somber over here, right? But I'll tell you what, there's wonderful things out in the world. Some crazy, sick fucking shit from all of our Canadian friends over there that we went ahead and talked about earlier. You know, hey, our good friend over here, Nine, was saying earlier, there are people, those Americans out there, can't name like five things. Outside of five things, they can't name anything more than that as far as what Canadians do. All right. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. For cultural, like, I don't know, enlightenment out there, Nine, I got one for you. How about this teacher who serves students semen-laced cupcakes that gets 41 years in prison, and it's not even from, like, her or anybody that she likes. It's from her fucking ex-husband because, I mean...
I mean, what the fuck?
How very Canadian. If only it had a side of maple syrup and a strong eh with it, then it would be fantastic, right? Because only the Toronto Sun would report shit like this. And I'll tell you what, do we take that as factual news? You know, dude, let me tell you. My fucking sources are impeccable. Now, unfortunately, this Canadian newspaper is talking about a story from Louisiana. So, you know what happens? You don't read, you fucking get smacked with all kinds of stuff.
I mean, what the fuck?
But at any rate, so in Clay's hometown, home state, whatever, some teacher fed cupcakes laced with her ex-husband's sperm to students, was sentenced to 41 years behind bar.
I mean, what the fuck?
Can I just ask a question? Who the fuck goes ahead first off? How did you source the semen from your ex-husband? I don't fucking get it, considering he's, like, you know, got a mugshot, clearly had some sex-related crimes. He's in prison. How in the fuck did you source his sperm? And then why did you source his fucking sperm? And then how in the fuck did you come to the conclusion, I got an idea. I think we need to make cupcakes.
I mean, what the fuck?
So she got, like, she accepted a plea deal in which she agreed to testify against her now ex-husband, a former special operations lieutenant with the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office. Hey, Normock, I got a question. Is your church over in the Livingston Parish? Because I'm going to be really, like, you know, concerned if it is. You know, I'll be looking at you and be like, dude.
How dare you?
Dude. Oh, come on. Come on, Peachy. Come on, Julia. You can't be going ahead and going after my fucking sources here. I'm just saying. So she not only waived any right to appeal, any attempt to avoid conviction, but she spared the victims from reliving her horrific crimes during this particular trial because she's such a fucking stand-up person. So the court documents revealed that police found photos of Perkins students eating the semen-laced cupcakes.
I mean, what the fuck?
The twisted couple also allegedly raped a child who was 9 or 10. Oh, well. Well, fucking kill them all. You know, so investigators allegedly found hidden cameras in their attic and bathroom and said they uncovered more stuff on their iPhone. So the ex-junior high school teacher, English teacher at that, was sentenced to 40 years for second-degree rape, 30 years concurrent for involving juvenile under 13, and 1 year for the cupcake incident. All right, hold on a second here. I get the whole sentencing for the other parts, but 1 year for cupcakes with semen in them? Let me say something, okay? Back in the day in Miami, when some dude was caught jerking off in the mayonnaise over at the Burger King down the street from the school that I was at, thankfully, I wasn't eating Burger King at that point in time. I was avoiding the place because, dude.
How dare you?
That dude got at least like 5 or 10 years for jerking off in the mayonnaise. This chick gets 1 year for the cupcake incident. Hey, I got something for you. I harvested some fucking, you know, cum from my ex-husband. Would you like some of these fantastic birthday cupcakes? They taste wonderfully great. And I'm just kind of like, dude.
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, what in the fuck is going on with this world? But you know something? Talking about that fucking parish and stuff like that, it kind of reminds me of another story, right? We've covered the one African priest that goes ahead and imbues the spirit of God in people by spraying bug spray in their face. We had another preacher that went ahead and sat on people's faces and farted in their open mouths to go ahead and give the spirit of Christ to them, right? We went ahead and talked a couple weeks ago about the one guy that was spitting in people's faces and saying, love you too, you're a man of Christ myself. But you know who we missed? We missed the faith healer, and I'm wondering, Normock, if this is in your congregation as well, who like hammered a nail into a pregnant woman's head so she'd have a baby boy.
I mean, what the fuck?
What the fuck is going on with this world here? People, listen. You've used hardware tools and supplies for beauty treatments, which is pretty fucked up, right? You've gone ahead and hammered in units of stuff into your face using like a nail gun and some like Botox and collagen and stuff. Now you're sitting here going and saying, you know something, Jesus was a carpenter. I think what we need to do is nail this into the fucking side of your head so that you can hang a picture frame off of your skull, and I'm just fucking perplexed.
I mean, what the fuck?
The world is going fucking crazy. So, Pakistani officials are hunting a sorcerer who apparently hammered a nail into the head of a pregnant woman, narrowly missing her brain. The faith healer's bizarre actions appear to have been part of an effort to guarantee the mother had a baby boy. And the doctor made a remarkable claim on Wednesday as an image emerged of an x-ray showing a nail sticking out of a woman's forehead. And in the event that you are wondering what exactly that x-ray looks like, the article was kind enough to go ahead and give us a fantastic look as to what it looks like when you nail your fucking... This woman, I'm kind of wondering. Remember last week we talked about the woman who was responsible for going ahead and doing all these new treatments that are related to, like, psychedelics and depression, and she wound up going ahead and taking so many hits of LSD, she drilled holes in her head and fell in love with a pigeon. Remember that one, kids? If you didn't, you're going to have to catch one of the older episodes of Joculation. When it goes up on the podcast, don't worry. I've just got a shitload of editing to do. But just stop and think. I'm sure it was probably her and said, hey, you know something? Maybe we shouldn't drill holes in your head. I got a better idea. Let me go get a hammer and nail. And I mean, shouldn't you at that point, as that person sitting there on the table about to get a nail hammered into your head, go, I don't think so.
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, the mom of three daughters said she was pregnant with another girl, the doctor added. So the witchcraft didn't even work the way it was supposed to work, right? I mean, shit, it's almost like the terms and conditions that you signed for Facebook or something like that. It's like, what in the fuck, man? You said I was going to have a boy. All I had to do was hammer this shit into my head. And what did you wind up getting? A girl. So worked like a fucking charm, didn't it?
How about new?
So Dr. Khan said a hammer or other heavy object had been used to knock it in. Of course, the woman had initially told the hospital staff that she had hammered the nail into her head herself on the faith healer's advice, but then later said, you know what? That fucker put this in my head too. I mean, could you imagine what it must have been like to go ahead and take that claw and like rip the fucking nail out of her head? I'm kind of wondering. Listen, I have zero tolerance for stupidity, okay? The way I look at it is things like this, you know, it's the way that natural selection flushes things out of the system, right? Kind of like an enema or something else. Every so often, we need a sorcerer like this or somebody to spray bug spray all over people's faces and tell them that they're imbued with the fucking spirit of Christ to clear out the system every once in a while, kind of like a good bowel movement after a great big salad. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. All right, kids. So the moral of the story is, whatever you do, if you want to go ahead and make sure that your wife has a boy, you probably don't want to go ahead and go to the Home Depot, get a couple of, like, roofing nails and maybe, like, you know, a 10-penny hammer and hammer that shit into her head. Okay, kids?
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
I mean, you just can't even fucking make this shit up anymore. Oh, my God. All right, I'm getting worn out here, so we're going to have to take a break. I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, Cultural Agitator of the Stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. You're listening to Joculation. Well, kids, what do we got? A couple of segments finished and put into the can. And we're looking at, like, Julia's new place over here. Julia, I sincerely hope it has more than just that wood stove right there. I mean, if it was a tiny house, maybe. But, you know, if you're talking about heating up a whole house and it's like, hey, I've got my wood stove over here in the corner, I'm thinking that we're looking at a failure to go ahead and heat. You know what I'm saying over there? I'm just like,
How about new?
Jesus Christ, that's a shitload of wood. That's a lot of wood there, Julia. All right, kids, so what? We went ahead and talked in the first segment, all kinds of stuff. We went ahead and talked all sorts of things about, you know, Joe Biden. We had a bunch of tributes and things like that. You know, we had our Canada tribute as Julia is going ahead and showing us all of her beautiful wood.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Why did our eyes get so red?
You know what would make that like a distinctly Canadian freaking picture, Julia, is if you had some maple syrup in it and a strong A. That would be freaking fantastic. It would be just all kinds of wonderful. Nickelback.
Better be coming down Fifth Avenue upon St. Pat-
all right, knock it off, Spotify. Nickelback in the background, you know, going ahead and just.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh.
Maybe a couple of disgruntled truckers, maybe a few people, like a few politicians in blackface. It would be a beautiful, beautiful, like, symbol of Canada. I mean, you know what I'm saying, kids? Oh, and everybody's got to be holding up the Toronto Sun. You know what I'm saying? It would be just fucking gorgeous. I would want to go to that place and then probably leave pretty quickly. But, you know, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We, you know, we don't judge. We're just here for our Canadian brethren and sisters up there. Uh-oh, I'm going to die over here. And then, of course, we went and talked all kinds of stuff about how you got to have Tinder inside of your war zones where you're committing ethnic genocide. We got to go ahead. Exactly. You know, PZ, I'm just going to take this Spotify and fucking delete it from my computer once, you know, probably after that third show. Once it's like, okay, we finished our last show here. See you later, kids. Good night. Fuck you, Spotify. Delete. See, I think that's how it's going to work. And, of course, we went ahead and talked about all kinds of stuff, fantastic shit, like teachers putting, like, semen from their ex inside cupcakes to distribute to the class. We talked about all kinds of cool shit, faith healers hammering nails into people's heads so that they'll have a baby boy because, first off,
what the fuck?
That's pretty fucked up. And secondly, you know, dude,
how dare you?
How could you sit there and want to go ahead and have that ugly, disgusting freaking toxic masculinity wandering around your home? I'm just saying, right? Well, kids, you know, speaking about stupid things in life, you know, we talked about how occasionally you got to go ahead and clear out the gene pool there. And that's the purpose of things like getting nails hammered into your head, you know, taking shit loads of like cibicillin and like drilling holes in your head and falling in love with pigeons that kiss your eyes with their lips and shit like that. Hey, listen, I'm quoting from the story. You want to know something? Oh, what are we talking about? Ejaculation? Oh. The best part, though, kids, is when you go ahead and actually sit out there and have people who actually voluntarily go out there and say, you know something? I think I've got some weakness in the gene pool here, and it's time for me to go ahead and see just what it's going to take to get rid of myself. Like this dude here who's decided to start an experiment of eating as much raw meat as possible to see if he could survive on just that. And I'm just like,
I mean, what the fuck?
Mind you, not cooked, raw meat. Raw meat and fucking sheep's milk, you know.
How dare you?
I'm just sitting there thinking, dude, this is the greatest thing ever. If you don't die, the tapeworm should be fucking great. I'm just wondering, could he go ahead and go into the Guinness Book of World Records? Just on the largest tapeworm that's removed from his intestine when they go ahead and, like, pull it out. I mean, shit. Hey, you know something, Nine? Maybe that'll go well with one of your pegging videos. You could go ahead and get your ivory strap on with some maple syrup. You know what I'm saying? Sitting in the corner, maybe some Canadian mist, disgusting Canadian whiskey, because that shit's a fucking abortion. Have a little bit of, like, shoe polish in the corner just for effect, right? And then maybe have this dude go and eat a bunch of, like, raw Canadian cow meat, hammering it down with some goat's milk or some sheep's milk, and you could sit there and just, like, fish the, like, tapeworm out of his intestine, right? So it's coming right out, empty out his intestine with that record-long tapeworm, and then stick a new tapeworm back in his intestine just as you peg him. I'm just kind of wondering, you know, maybe that would be distinctly Canadian. You could put some maple leaves and shit up all around. You know what I'm saying? You can have a few truckers in the background honking for you. All kinds of shit like that. It'll be fucking fantastic. What, too strong?
How dare you?
So the man starts his experiment to see whether or not he's going to fucking die after he's done this. So he's conducting an experiment to that. So the Unnamed Male started an Instagram account called Raw Meat Experiment. So, Mariano, if you're interested in how to go ahead and get some tapeworms and how to bring more meat into your life, just go check out the Instagram thing as they take all your data and scrape all of your information, you know, and invade your privacy. But that's okay. Just go to Raw Meat Experiment on Instagram, and he explained he's eating raw meat at Whole Foods every day until I die from bacteria. Dude, life goals. You know what I'm saying? Life goals. It's that moment when you realize, listen, I have no purpose in life. Let me just go out there and fucking eat a bunch of, like, unsanitized meat until I fucking die. First post was on 22nd November 2021, and clips show him sitting in the outdoor seating area of a Whole Foods supermarket and eating raw meat with his bare hands. You know what would have been even fucking better? It would have been better if he went ahead and, like, had the meat sitting out, like, over in the midday sun that's just cooking it and bringing it above room temperature so that you can just, like, see the salmonella colonies moving across the top of the surface of it as it forms this, like, ooze and slick on the top of it. And if he just, like, zooms right into it, you know what I mean? Maybe he goes ahead and runs his finger right across that lukewarm raw meat in the sun and just licks in a very sensual and sexual way. And then says, hi, how are you doing? I'm going to go ahead and try. I thought it was Peter for a second. Are we talking about the meat or are we talking about the pegging? I'm just wondering there, Gray. I shouldn't have said that. But you know what we're talking about here is we're talking about raw meat. He could just sit there and just pull all of that off of there. Now, his meals have included anything from steak and bacon to raw fish and chicken breast. Boy, that's pretty sexual and offensive. I'm just saying.
How dare you?
So that being said, he's currently on day 76 of his experiment, and he ate raw beef mince washed down with sheep's milk. Each day he describes what he ate and recently revealed ground beef was becoming his favorite thing to eat. Uh-huh. Right on day 76, a brick of shredded cow and a milk of the sheep, ground beef has become my favorite meal. Hoo-ah! Due to the low cost, ease of consuming a pound in like 4 minutes, gathering 800 calories of ascorbital cow and digesting perfectly. Dude, this is going to be fucking great. I'm looking forward to, like, when he's back on his Instagram saying, hey, I popped positive for fucking colon cancer. Check out the tumor that I got in my fucking intestine because I don't have any fiber and I can't shit. I'm just thinking to myself out loud. He ate a bison testicle. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. We got Rocky Mountain oysters over here, which are basically that, Gray. So what you could do is you could just come on out here, if you're so inclined, to enjoy this meat-eating spectacle over here. You could go ahead and have some, like, Rocky Mountain oysters and join in with him to go ahead and find out how long can you survive eating just raw meat. And, of course, you know what's going to happen, right? Eventually, his story is going to get picked up from somewhere and some weird shit is going to come out about him, you know, and it'll go to some fucking weird tabloid place like the Daily Star, and it'll be his wife that discovers, like, her husband has been collecting his diarrhea in jars, and you're asking yourself,
I mean, what the fuck?
What the fuck kind of stories are you people picking up here? Why are you chasing down these people that are trying to die from salmonella infection and fucking colon cancer as they're eating raw meat and storing their diarrhea in fucking jars in the cupboard? I'm just wondering, because what the hell are you doing? Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying, man?
How dare you?
So this woman felt compelled to go on a Reddit forum to share the stomach-churning discovery of her husband's very dirty secret. 14 jars of diarrhea in her kitchen pantry stored in order of consistency.
I mean, what the fuck? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, what the fuck?
One woman, writing an anonymous confession on the forum Reddit, shared the grim story of how she discovered her husband's bizarre private collection. That's slightly weird. While cleaning out the kitchen pantry, I was dusting the top shelf and noticed the clanging of jars up there. So I got out the stepladder and there's 14 jars filled to the brim with diarrhea and sealed with lid.
I mean, what the fuck? I mean, what the fuck?
The jars appear to have been arranged in order of consistency. From brown water to thick black sludge.
I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. What in the fuck? She made the mistake of unscrewing the lids of one of the jars to find out what was inside. All right, can we just stop there? Let me tell you something. If I'm rummaging around in the back cabinet somewhere, right, and I see, like, 14 jars of some brown sludgy shit arranged, like, in fucking... Yeah, exactly, Normok. You don't leave immediately? I would be like, what the fuck is this? And then when I figured it out, I would be packing a few bags. Because what in the fuck? And the thing that gets me is she identifies as her husband, not her ex-husband. Like, I don't know. Listen, everybody knows that everybody's spouse has got some weird, fucked up, freaky shit that they keep to themselves. And it eventually gets outed when you're together. And normally, you can go ahead and live with that stuff. I like to be fucked this way. You know, things like that. I like these sort of things. Occasionally, I like weird shit on my sandwiches. You know, but you don't have people, generally speaking, going, you know, I like to collect my diarrhea and store it up over inside the cabinet next to the cereal. Are you okay with that? Because most people would probably say, hey,
let me How about you?
Get the fuck out of here, man. So she was aware that her hubby suffered from IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, but is lost for words for why he would shit into jars. Would you really care about an explanation? I mean, you're just seeing this stuff. I don't know what's more fucked up, that he's stored it up there or that he's decided to not only store it up there, but arrange it, you know, in order of consistency from absolute total abomination, you know, total liquid to some black sludge over here that probably means that your liver is in the process of failing. Or, you know, you probably caught a tumor somewhere along the way. Some shit like that. But whatever, man. So, you know, people on Reddit had their positions on it. And I'm like in Camp Normok over here. You really need to get the fuck out of here. I'd just be like, I'd pack your bottles of your jars of shit up in their own suitcase. And with a sweater and a few things, maybe even pack a sandwich, or better yet, salad. So then that way what happens is you'll have extra fiber to make jar 15 somewhere else in the world that doesn't involve living in a fucking place next to me. You know what I'm saying there, kids? So listen, the moral of the story is don't go eat raw meat and get a tapeworm because it might turn on 9 and she might pull that out of your ass before she pegs you. And number two, if you're so inclined to have a kink like, I don't know, shitting in jars and wanting to go ahead and store it, you might want to fill your spouse in a little early on in the situation that, hey, this is my thing to do, so that you don't wind up on a Reddit forum somewhere one day. Okay, kids, have we taken our notes? Excellent.
Did I make myself clear?
Uh-huh.
Because I am not going to write this shit down.
Oh, wow, look at that. Show's almost done. And I got to take a break because we're only like halfway through the material. And I was going to do, like, all kinds of, I don't know, like, maybe requests and stuff. We'll have to see how that goes. Tell you what, kids, I'm LP Faust. I'm your host, Cultural Attitude of the Stars, ringmaster of the shit show this evening. And Spotify, you better fucking work. Do we understand each other? You're embarrassing me. I know, I'm not supposed to be doing that. But you know what? Maybe you're listening to Joculation. We'll have to see. You know, Gabriel, I'll say this much, right? I don't do politics on the show. I don't do any of the geopolitical world events of bullshit that are going on and all of the stories and all that stuff. Now, if we want to get into politics talk, I'll tell you what we should talk about. We really need to talk about the railroad transportation, like, you know, manager, what is it, voting thing, this election going on in Texas where one of the two candidates has got like $750,000 paid to him by special interests. And the opponent basically decided to get on top of an oil pump, take her shirt off, and pose topless for a political ad that she went in and put on the Super Bowl. Dude, now that right there is the kind of politics that we should talk about, right? Where you've basically got a bare-chested woman on top of an oil pump saying, I deserve to be the manager of the railroad and transportation system because I have other assets. And that's legitimately... what her campaign slogan is. That's the kind of campaign I can get behind. It's like we were talking about that one woman campaigning over in Mexico when she made a promise that she'd give all the women out there, like free breast implants and stuff like that. I mean, those are the kind of issues that I can get behind. Now, if you're sitting here asking me if I'll go ahead and support some kind of war pig going ahead and then, you know, assaulting the nation next to them with overwhelming force, the answer to that would wind up being
No.
Not going to do it, dude. And you know what? More importantly, I'm not going to talk about it. The reason being is everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame. And it's not like I got a whole big audience here like Joe Rogan does of 10 plus million or whatever the fuck. But the point being is the more it's talked about, the more it's going to be perpetuated. So do we care about these motherfuckers giving them their 15 minutes of fame on this show? I'm just saying.
How about new?
Not if it's a live stream. Not if it's a podcast, dude. Just not going to happen. We'll talk about important things like, hey, kids, guess what? We got like less than 30 minutes left and we got to hustle. So what we're going to talk about here, of course, is the complex and wonderful world of what it takes to have that kind of relationship. What brings true special to a relationship, right? I think like Sam Kinison went ahead and said it best, you know, the secret to a relationship is knowing what it takes to make each other come. That's the kind of thing that goes ahead and actually brings about the love, the closeness and all that stuff. Hey, Gabriel, listen, man, Wednesdays, you can talk about that. So, of course, the most important thing is when somebody actually goes ahead and brings it, comes just straight to the table and says, you know what? It's not about you, man. Good night, Gray. Take care. It's not about you, man. It's a, but you're not the one that actually goes ahead and makes me come. You know who makes me come? I make me come. And you know how I go ahead and make me come? I'll tell you how I make me come. I wind up going ahead and sniffing myself. That's what I do to make me come. And that's when you have to sit there and say, hey, LP, get the right fucking link already. See, this is just another example of the fact that it's probably time for LP to go ahead and hang it up, right? Yeah, kids. So we've got this dude over here who says, I want to have sex with myself. And he climaxes by sniffing his own body.
I mean, what the fuck?
So, Nine, when you're sitting there pegging away on Pig over there, if you see him like, oh, you know, go right underneath there and smell whether or not he's ripe under the pits, it's got nothing to do with him trying to be fresh for you. It's got everything to do with, dude, I got to get off and this is how I do it.
I mean, what the fuck?
So Yuri Tkolchko, I bet you he's from freaking Ukraine. Nope, he's a bodybuilder from Kazakhstan, right? He revealed he wants to find a way of having sex with himself this year. Plus, he shared he's able to ejaculate from sniffing his own scent. Now, listen.
I mean, what the fuck?
I'm confused because I don't know if that just makes him a narcissist or if it's gay or what it is, right? Yeah, he does need to be waxed. I mean, holy shit, if you waxed him and collected all that hair, you could easily make a fucking tennis ball. Either that or you could, like, put a new carpet right in your living room somewhere. You could just take all that shit and turn it into a carpet or something. You know what I'm saying? I know, that's terrible. So chatting to host Pete Wicks and CeCe Coleman on the dating show, the 37-year-old revealed that he wants to broaden his sexual encounters in 2022.
I want to try new sexual experiences. Oh. I want to have sex with myself. Listen, Yuri, let me help you out here, okay, brother?
Guys have learned how to go ahead and masturbate ever since they were probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, whatever the fuck it is. If you haven't figured out how to use your hand and maybe a bottle of lube, let me give you a clue. There's a million and one free sites that you can go to. All you got to do is talk to Eldritch's Pig. I mean, he is an absolute, he identifies as a seasoned stroker. He'll be happy to point you in the right direction of how to go fuck yourself. But I digress. Yuri, who claimed last year to be madly in love with an ashtray he found in a nightclub. What?
I mean, what the fuck?
Let's say that again. Yuri, who last year claimed to be madly in love with an ashtray he found at a nightclub, has taken the term self-love to a whole new level and admitted he's currently seeking advice as to how he can have sex with himself.
I love myself. I often like to see my porn videos because then I come.
Despite being in a throuple married to his sex doll, Luna, while in a relationship with his second sex doll, Lola, Well, what about the fucking ashtray, man? I would have thought that he's in some sort of, like, poly, like, semi, like, closed sort of thing with his thruple sex dolls and the side ashtray action. But I digress here. Yuri disclosed that his sexual desires can quite easily be satisfied on his own. The muscle man went on to explain how much a sense of smell plays a part in the bedroom.
I like smell. Smell is really important for me. I really like my own smell.
And he didn't stop there, revealing that sometimes his smell is so powerful, like when he takes his jockstrap off and wears it over his head like a COVID mask, that it's enough to satisfy him fully.
I really often sniff myself and come. I have a lot of videos of an action.
Oh, my God. And if you're wondering about some of Yuri's partners that are involved in this thruple, here you go. Have a wonderful bathroom shot of him with his sex doll. That is just so weird. Why isn't he sniffing his armpit? I'm just wondering. But at any rate, Yuri identifies as a pansexual and can fall in love with a character, an image, a soul, or just a person. It's just so fucking romantic. You know what I'm saying, kids?
Of course. Aww.
Just so romantic. I can't even. And of course, you know, talking about pansexuals and falling in love with ashtrays and all that stuff, it just goes to show us, right, that we've got to go ahead and open our world to all kinds of new types of relationships and sexualities if we haven't already done that. You've got your pansexuals, your whatever sexuals, but I bet you have yet to come across ecosexuals because they talk dirty to plants and marry the earth in a kinky wedding ceremony, and I'm just like,
I mean, what the fuck?
Let me just do that again. I mean, oh my God.
I mean, what the fuck?
So apparently Annie Sprinkle and Beth Stevens, they've been organizing performance weddings since 2004, which include boa constrictors, paddle spanking, smelling bags of soil, and live performances. I'm confused. I'm truly confused by this whole thing. Performance ceremony. Is this like a fucking performance art session or something like that? Are you going to like turn on the music and you're going to start doing a Jackson Pollock painting with your semen and your feces? I mean, that's what I'm thinking when performance ceremony. Maybe I'm just the odd person out. But instead, what are they doing? They're huffing like soil. They're doing live performances. They're paddle spanking. And they're marrying the earth. Uh-huh. Okay, so two women, fiercely in love with the earth, are trying to make us care for it better by marrying the seas, the skies, and the soil. So this couple, Annie Sparkle and Beth Stevens, they're performance artists and self-confessed ecosexuals. In the woods of Santa Cruz, California, you know, where Qua hangs out, somewhere over there, they're busy going ahead and doing their performance marriages. And they married the earth in front of over 300 people because it belongs only to them. It was the fourth year of a 7-year-long art project titled The Love Art Laboratory. It was also the year they announced their ecosexuality. Earth is our lover. We are madly, passionately, and fiercely in love, states their manifesto. Let me just stop there, okay, kids? Hey! If you're creating a manifesto, usually you're a fucking terrorist, right? You got Ted Kaczynski, he made his fucking manifesto. You got, like, I don't know, every fucking terrorist I've ever heard of has a manifesto. If you're writing a manifesto and you're presenting it to 300 people, probably you've got a cult, they're probably all going to die, and you're about to bomb a federal building somewhere. So I'm just saying it's a little suspicious. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what the fuck?
But I digress. In order to create a more mutually sustainable relationship with the earth, we collaborate with nature, whatever the fuck that means. We shamelessly hug trees, massage the earth with our feet, and talk erotically to plants. I mean, how do you fucking talk erotically to plants? They caress rocks, they're pleasured by waterfalls, and they admire the earth's curves often. We make love with the earth through our senses. We celebrate our e-spots. We're very dirty. What the fuck is an e-spot?
I mean, what the fuck?
Some 33 other couples join them in declaring their love for one another in an extravagant ceremony. And apparently they've got a book out. So if you're looking for it, their book, Assuming the Ecosexual Position, The Earth is a Lover. Well, kids, you too can go ahead and download this car bomb. this fucking abortion, this helpful guide to go ahead and fall in love with the earth and do some kinky, non-consensual shit with the earth. Link in the chat room. And why don't you, too, become an ecosexual? And, you know, we can't be judgy-judgy. We got to open our minds to all kinds of shit, right? All kinds of new ways of loving and all that stuff. And, kids, we've talked about interspecies erotica every once in a while. Turns down LP for a minute or two. So what Gabriel's saying is, dude, you crossed the line. I'm leaving. Okay, no problem. Well, kids, you never know when you two could be like this woman that went to a resort and wound up having sex with a dolphin who then killed themselves when they were torn apart.
I mean, what the fuck?
I mean, we've already heard that dolphins are pretty rapey and all that stuff, but I've never heard of a dolphin just absolutely go like full Romeo and Juliet. I can't live without you, and just plug up the blowhole and just drown. I've never in my life heard that. But I'll tell you what, I'll let you guys entertain yourself reading that. Outside of that, always remember William Shakespeare always said, well, the world's a stage as we strut and fret across the stage of life. Always be sure to ask yourself, why watch a show when you can be the show? Kids, LP Faust checking out. Take care. Good night.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Joculation. We hope you enjoyed the episode and encourage you to join us for the live interactive social broadcast every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. To experience Joculation in its entirety, listen live on mspwaves.com or join the audience in the Circle of Intimacy on the Peace, Abundance, and Liberty Discord server every Friday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time. That's also 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoy Joculation, I have another podcast you might like, Everyday Crazy. Search for them and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this right now. If you're listening over a smartphone, tap or swipe over the cover art of the podcast. You'll find show notes which may include details you may have missed and links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Patreon pages. If you'd like to hear more of Joculation and other shows from LP, in addition to extra content, early access, merchandise, and other perks, you can subscribe to my Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/LPFaust. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram. Please be sure to follow me on Twitter @FaustLP and Instagram @LPFaust. And thank you. Joculation is created, produced, hosted, and edited by me, LP Faust. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.